I'm Tony Phillips, and I'm a commissioning editor at Radio 4, and I commissioned the listening project for BBC Radio 4 and for the English regions and for the nations.
Hi, Tony. So I just wanted to ask you how charities can get involved with the listening project.
Well, we've only been going since last March. So on air, we've only actually been on air for about 6 months on Radio 4 and in selected radio stations around the UK. And I think one of the most important things that charities can do, first of all, is to listen to the project, engage with it wherever they are. It may be at a local radio station or it may be through Radio 4. And that way, I think people will be able to hear the huge diverse range of stories, of people, of themes that are coming out of these conversations. Anything from love to work to war to divorce to children. So there's a whole range of things that are coming out of people's conversations that we're not asking for, but actually this is what people have chosen to listen, chosen to speak about. So I think it's important, first of all, that people working for charities start to engage with the project themselves. But I also think it's really important that the BBC producers involved in the project at the moment, we're now starting to learn a little bit more about how to do this. It's very important for us as programme makers to engage a little bit more with charities, with community groups, with volunteer organisations. And that way we can start to go deeper into finding people who want to share their stories, finding stories that we otherwise wouldn't have heard about. So it's a kind of two-way thing about listening.
And say if there was a charity who was listening and they found a theme that, you know, they particularly relate to and they want to tell their stories through you, how would they do that?
All the information that's needed is really on the website. If you go to the Listening Project website at the BBC, you will find all the contacts that you would need. If you're in Merseyside, for example, there will be a link through the BBC website, either through Radio 4 or through BBC Radio Merseyside, where you can make contact with the producer there or with somebody working on the project, and that way you could hopefully speak to somebody and talk about what it is that you want to talk about as a charity and just see if it's something that the project would like to get engaged with. My hope is that that is the case. And in an ideal world, what would happen is that the BBC producer would make contact with the charity. The charity would then work with their people. They would, in a way, proselytise about the project to the people who are affiliated and connected to the charity. And that way, there'll be a way of us getting those stories through the charity onto the BBC and back again.